Buckle up for a Radio 191 FM podcast.
In the seat, we have Mr. Buzz Moller from Voom. We're here to talk about the new record, Something Good Is Happening. Good morning to you, Buzz. How are you?
Good morning, Zach. How's it going, mate?
It's going great. It's going awesome. It's the end of the week. I can sleep in tomorrow, which is lovely. We're looking forward to that. And I've just had a full week. It's been a really lovely week. How are you doing, Buzz?
Oh, I'm good. I'm sitting out on my deck in the sun in Avondale in Auckland. And, you know, just worrying about you Christchurch people, if you're okay, you know. And
oh, do you mean Dunedin people? Right, do you mean Dunedin people?
Are you still underwater?
Yeah, but we're in Dunedin, not Christchurch.
You're hardy people down there.
We are indeed. We are indeed.
Yeah.
No, we're not underwater down here in Dunedin. We did have a massive, kind of patch of rain last year, but it wasn't too scary. Not like what the people through Christchurch have been through. My goodness.
So Christchurch got all the water, and you guys didn't get any.
We were fine. We were fine. I honestly got a little bit of FOMO from everyone having horrible weather events. So I was like, oh man, where's our tragedy? Right. We're not deserving of tragedy here in Dunedin. It's unfortunate.
Sometimes Dunedin has different weather than everywhere else. When we came down on tour last year with Reb Fountain and Vera Allen. It was cold. It was really
it was
freezing in Christchurch. And then we arrived in Dunedin, and it was, like, warm. It was, like, 25 degrees, and it was, like, really strong winds, and, like, a northerly wind was blowing.
Yeah.
And it was like we'd landed in some sort of weird tropical country.
It's a weird place, man. It's really unpredictable. It's in its own little microclimate, from what I've heard. But I'm no meteorologist. Also, I want to touch on your name. Are you named after the spaceman, Mr. Buzz Aldrin?
I thought you were going to say Buzz Lightyear. My kids called me Buzz Lightbeer. When I gave up drinking, they called me Buzz Lightbeer.
That's great. That's great. But no connection to Mr. Aldrin.
No, but that's a very honourable sort of correlation. He's a cool guy. Have you ever seen that video of him when he gets
harassed by paparazzi and he just beats them to a pulp? not that I endorse violence, but I imagine being a celebrity, paparazzi would just be super grating. I couldn't deal with it. You know, I would not be able to deal with that.
Yeah. Some friend at school called me Buzz when I was about 6 years old, and it stuck. And I was originally christened Nicholas.
Huh.
And then, for some reason, when I was about 3 or 4 months old, my grandmother convinced my mother that Nicholas was a terrible name and that the kids were going to tease me at school and call me Nicholas and Tin Bum and Copper Bottom and all these weird names. So she changed my name to Andrew. Mm-hmm. And because there's a lot of Andrews my age, because they're all named after Prince Andrew.
Oh, of course. Isn't he the bad guy?
He's the bad guy. Yeah,
oh no.
Lots of Andrews my age, and lots of them now have nicknames where they don't refer to themselves as Andrew anymore.
Very, very fair. Actually, my granddad was called Andrew, but he went by his middle name Gordon. He didn't like the name Andrew at all. You know, I like the name Andrew. I think it's nice, but definitely not to be Gordon, named after that guy. Gordon, yeah.
Gordon's an old-fashioned name. Is that going to become trendy again? My uncle is called Gordon, and he designed the Sky Tower in Auckland.
What?
He's an architect.
That's awesome. That's not Gordon Brown, is it?
Gordon, yeah. You know that song, Gordon is a Moron?
No.
Is that know that one.
No, who's that by?
It's a Jilted John.
Can't sound familiar.
It's a kind of a... It's a funny punk song from the 1980s. Gordon is a moron.
about your uncle.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll have to play that later on in the program, but we do have a little time schedule. So maybe we start talking about the album which just came out. I'm a bit of a rambler, so I have to control myself sometimes. But this new album, it's 20 years between this album and your last one, and the reason why is
19.
That you've had a family, which is...
Don't exaggerate.
do you think that the near 20-year wait between this record and your last will be, you know, a distant memory now that you've had a family? Do you think there'll be more frequency in Zoom and Voom releases?
Yes, definitely. Watch out. There's a tidal wave of Voom releases coming out. They've been building up. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, when I was in my 20s, I was a share broker, and then I got into construction, and I did first Voom gig when I was 30.
Yeah, in 1992, and, right?
That was back in 1992.
Yes.
And so I didn't really, you know, like most people who get in a band and do the rock and roll thing are probably, you know, doing it when they're young, in their 20s, and then they go off and become sensible and get a career in something that earns money.
Mm.
And I didn't do that. I used to go to work in my suit, and I was a stockbroker, a trader.
Mm.
And then I'd come home and sing for an hour into my cassette deck as a sort of it was my diary. And then when I was when I was 30, I started the band, encouraged by some Christchurch friends of mine who are in a band called JPSE, John Paul Sartre Experience. And so I feel like, recently my kids have all left home, so I'm an empty nester, what you call an empty nester now. And I get to relive my youth. Woohoo!
There's nothing holding you back.
Nothing holding me back. I just thought, oh well, what do I love doing? I don't want to go and play golf for the rest of my life. So I thought, I still love playing music. So, and Voom has never split up. We've just kept on going as a kind of a hobby band. But now we're sort of like having this midlife rock and roll revival and getting into it. And we actually have another album, which is nearly finished, so we're almost guaranteed to get that within a year or 6 months or something.
I'm very excited.
I
listened to the chat you had with John Cowan on News Talk ZB, and in that chat you said that you used to believe that music is made best when improvised. That isn't your kind of modus operandi now, but have any of the tracks on this new record been made under that ethos? Because I kind of get that vibe from some of the really short tracks.
Okay, so on our first album there was 12 tracks. That was 1999. Mm-hmm. 8 of those were improvised.
Mm-hmm.
And on this one, do you know, you can hear that song Nightmare Man.
Yeah, I actually want to talk about Nightmare Man soon.
So that's improvised.
Okay,
so
right.
That's made up on the spot. So you just push record, and then it's not like jamming. It's not like we just sort of you know, get on the blues and start jamming. It's like a whole song falls out in one go.
Mm.
And we'd had the tape recorder going. So, well, sometimes we'd say, okay, let's write a funny song called Nightmare Man, and we're 1, 2, 3, go. And just straight away you start singing the song. You have no idea what it's going to be.
Yeah.
And you would think the results of that would be completely chaotic or unlistenable. But if you're doing it, if you do 100 of those, one of them's like brilliant, and 99 might be unlistenable, you know. And so you put that one on the record, and everyone thinks you're marvelous because you can make up these songs on the spot, you know.
I actually want to touch on Nightmare Man real quick, because I think it stands out from the rest of the track list, because a lot of the other tracks are about love or hate and somewhere or another. But Nightmare Man is really janky. It's quite terrifying. It reminds me of one of those really uncomfortable Ween songs, if you're very familiar with Ween. You know,
I love Ween. Ween are one of my favourite bands.
Oh, right. Well, it kind of reminded me of like Happy Coloured Marbles a bit. And
right.
I want to know, you know, so that's just an improvised track. Is the Nightmare Man in reference to anyone in particular?
Yes, it's in reference to me.
Really?
That was kind of like, that was sort of done about 20 years ago, and it was shortly after the one and only drug experience I had in my whole life, and I nearly died.
Whoa.
And then I was suffering all these anxiety attacks for about 2 years, And
was it a bad psychedelic trip?
Well, it was mushrooms. Some friend gave me, put some mushrooms in my freezer, and I'd never had them before. I didn't know what they were. I think I probably took too many, or I got strychnine poisoning or something.
Far out.
Watch out, kids.
Yeah, that's terrifying.
You know,
I mean, yeah. It's never fun when that happens. I've had a similar experience.
Yeah. So my advice to young people is go and take drugs, but stay quite near the hospital.
That's great advice right there, Buzz. That's great.
If you're going to go out wandering in the night, wander towards the hospital because you don't know.
It's a safe area.
That's a joke.
We're not endorsing drugs. The album itself is about 14 songs spread over 34 minutes, which is a very tight track list. You know, there's not a lot of time for some of these songs to develop. And one example of that for me is the Most Beautiful Girl, which runs at a minute 30. And I think it could easily have been extended to like 3 to 4 minutes. I want to know, how come you're operating on such a short time budget on this album?
Well, that song that's another improvised song. So that was how long the good bit was.
Mm.
And you're right, and that could easily have been extended out with another verse and different lyrics and stuff. And many times I have actually sung that song with other words and stuff. And then I just thought, oh, well, that whole thing the original recording, the demo or whatever, has got some sort of strange magic to it. So you just decide to keep that, and I guess it's a compromise that you didn't finish writing the song properly and re-record it and make it all sensible and well recorded and everything.
Mm.
And sometimes we do that. Sometimes we go, nah, this is just... it'd be better off if we finished the song and recorded it properly. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you think, oh, well, that's just like this crazy little thing that happened. Let's put that out.
Yeah. A spur of the moment type thing. Yeah. Lightning.
Yeah. And we have hundreds of these, you know, like, in 20 years, we're constantly recording, we're constantly making up songs. And so we have miles too many songs and demos and silly ideas and finished tracks and everything, and so we decided for this album just to put out a mixture of all those different things and make a real eclectic kind of compilation.
Yeah, well, it's a really, really awesome record. I've only listened to it once. I'm going to sink my teeth into it more over the next week.
Well, it just came out this morning.
It did just come out this morning. It did indeed just come out this morning. I listened to it on my walk to work. It's quite nice. You know, I saw that y'all are embarking on a tour for this record, but no Dunedin show. It's a bit unfortunate.
I know. Last year we came down to Dunedin.
Yeah, I went to that. That was a fantastic gig. That was awesome gig. Great performances.
Yeah, what was the name of that venue we played?
Eric's.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
And I friggin' love Dunedin. Dunedin is an amazing little town, and I found out, you know, with a bit of family research recently, that all my relatives come from Dunedin. Because my surname is Moller.
Yeah.
And even in the Octagon, there's a building there, which is called Moller's Building, which is my great-great-grandfather. And he was a jeweler. And he had a building. He built that building on the Octagon. And you know, there's Moller's Park in Dunedin. That's my my great-grandfather, Odin Moller.
Odin Moller.
Yeah.
That is an incredible name.
Odin, yeah, well, they came from Norway, so Odin is a Norse god or something, isn't it?
Yeah, the Allfather, the kind of, the Zeus of the Norse mythology.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, fascinating.
And my relatives came out to Dunedin because of the gold. Yeah, there's a gold rush on in 1860 or something like that.
Yeah, that's why that's why the architecture is quite extravagant in the kind of older areas.
Yeah,
it's great.
Most people, I've got 10, you know, kids who are 20 and stuff, and going to university, and most kids up here in Auckland have got one goal, and that's to go down and get in a flat in Dunedin, mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. and you know, and hopefully not Castle Street,
but, and indulge in some collective alcoholism, as I think that's
yeah form a band based on the number on your letterbox.
Yeah, exactly. Well, thank you for coming on the program this morning.
666.
Yeah, I would love that for a band. Thank you for coming.
There must be a band. There must be a band in Dunedin called 666, right?
I hope so. It could definitely be a thing. I mean, there's definitely a 666 on Castle Street for sure. So, no reason it couldn't happen.
They could do it. They could do a cover of Nightmare Man.
They could. They really could. But I do want to thank you for coming on the program today, Buzz. It was a real pleasure chatting with you. And I can't wait to talk to you again. And maybe we'll see a surprise Dunedin show pop up on the tour poster sometime in the next wee while. Hopefully.
It'll definitely happen.
Okay.
Apologise, Dunedin, for not coming next week. But probably before the end of the year, we'll be down there.
Okay, great. Well, it'll be lovely to have you in the studio for a chat. Thank you again, and all the best for your 2025.
Thanks for having me, Zach. See you, mate.
Thanks, Buzz. All right, folks, that was Buzz Moller from the band Voom. They've just put out a new record. Something Good is Happening. We are going to play the track One More Chance from that record, and then we're going to have Jack Bromwich on to talk about his track Never Dreamed. So you're listening to The One. Here's Voom. See you shortly.
Thanks for choosing a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. There are more just like this at r1.co.nz.